Just this warning, our next segment may not be suitable for young ears. We're talking about the HBO drama The Wire. The series has been off the air for 3 years, but it is still a presence. Open today's Boston Globe, for example, and there's an opinion piece titled The Wire: Why It Still Matters. Across the country, college professors are using the show to teach about race, poverty, and justice. The Wire was written by former police reporter David Simon. One of the most popular characters in the show is Omar Little.
All right, everybody, let me see them hands, yo. Hands! Hey, yo, banker, cash me out, yo.
That's my money.
Man, money ain't got no owners. Only spenders.
That's Michael K. Williams as Omar, a thief who makes his living robbing drug dealers in Baltimore. President Obama described Omar as his favorite TV character. And Omar is based on a man named Donnie Andrews. Donnie did rob drug dealers, and he spent more than 10 years in jail for killing a man. We had a chance to sit down with Donnie and actor Michael K. Williams earlier this year after a panel about The Wire at Harvard Law School. We started by asking Michael why Omar resonates with so many people.
You may not agree with his lifestyle. You may not like the things he does. You know, he's a man with a code. He does not make any apologies for who and what he is. He wears his heart on his sleeve. And my decision was to play him from a person of pain, of being vulnerable.
And Donnie, the television character Omar, is based partly on you. Were you that person that Michael is describing as someone who was really operating from a place of pain?
I think we all are. When I was 8, 9 years old, I saw a man beaten to death in front of me. I shouldn't have been out. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. My mother made me and my brother go to the laundromat.
Why would she make you go to the laundromat at 2 in the morning?
Because the clothes need washing. And we have a lot of traumatized kids. They violence because they are traumatized. That's where they grew up, seeing violence. Hmm.
In the class at Harvard, a member of the audience was concerned that The Wire might be perpetuating a stereotype of what happens in inner-city black communities. And he said, you know, not everybody's like that, and he's concerned that a show like The Wire gives a false impression, and this is a show created by white people. Do you think that that compromises the authenticity at all?
I think it's very unfair to the research and to what David Simon, this is not, David was not no Hollywood producer. He lived these stories.
We should say David Simon was a reporter.
David Simon was a reporter who lived these stories. So, you know, it's not a black and white thing. This was going on in our streets, in our city as a people. You know, I think there's stereotypes in all walks of life. You know, I might look at, you know, like, you know, white people here and be like, oh, you guys just all educated. Y'all come from money. For I know you come from an alcoholic family because you got money and you're at Harvard. Doesn't mean your life was perfect and rosy. You got good and bad in every walk of life, every part of culture. Now your good people are good. Now all your bad people are bad.
And Donnie, the character Omar, as we said, is based on your life. And you were in prison for a while and you were addicted. How did you survive those unbelievable circumstances?
I was scared. That's why I was addicted.
What were you scared of?
I was scared of living, you know, because every day I woke up, I was thinking about dying. I mean, you have no idea of the pressure and the stress it is to be and to want and to need, knowing that you can't get none of it. And the only way I could get it was with that gun.
To get money.
To get money or whatever.
I can remember in season one, like they were, David had come to me and was like, almost based on this real guy, Donnie, who was in jail at the time. And boom, this thing I know, you know, he's coming home. And you was coming to visit the set. And I remember just being nervous, you know. So I said, Mike, the first thing you don't do is don't ask him no stupid questions. You know, what's the first thing I did? I asked a stupid question. So how many people you murdered? And he laughed. He said, oh, Mike, I could tell you, but I had to kill you. And I was like, you know what? Lead us through the loan. And I realized in that moment, just get to know who he is right now today. Because it was obvious whoever went to jail was not the person I was looking at. I never asked you about nothing. I don't question his past. The Donnie he presents to me is the Donnie I take, and I get to learn. I call him my big brother. He come far. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something else, how you survived all of that, but it had to be God. Because you was meant to be here. For me to be chosen to portray someone as dynamic as you, bro, it changed my life.
And that's something I'm trying to do out there is change lives, you know, because there's a lot of people suffering. We keep giving them handouts. They need a hand up for people to believe in them, you know.
Now, one big difference between you, Donnie, and the character Omar in The Wire is that the character Omar is gay. Does that bother you?
No, because that's the first thing I tell them. I'm the real Omar. Not the gay stuff, though. That's my introduction, always.
I like that twist.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Omar embodied everything that society does not want to pay attention to. Society wants to sweep that under the rug. No one wants to really, really deal with the fact that we got Omars out there, you know? And I was given a vehicle to speak to homophobia, especially in the black community.
There's no more Wire, but what's next for you?
I'm back on HBO, and I'm doing a new show, Boardwalk Empire, which is set in the 1920s in Atlantic City.
And Donnie, what's next for you?
Probably open up a youth camp or something.
Here in Boston?
Yeah, because one of the problems is that nobody does anything with the kids. Even with our rec centers, they want to put in video games. Our kids need activity. One of the things that hurt me most was when we did season 4, I was fighting to get some Baltimore kids in there. And we did like 2,000 Baltimore kids audition. And they were missing like little words like duh and cat, you know. They couldn't read.
You know what's interesting when I talk with both of you? A lot of times when you're telling a story, I'm not sure if you're talking about what really happened, or sometimes then you say, oh, in season 2, when this happened. It's really become part of who you are and your story.
I find it incredible, and I agree with you 100%. You know, in the beginning, we were just happy to have a gig, but now looking back, I realized that I was called to be a part of something that was really beautiful.
Yeah, because, you know, I did a documentary where we went out and interview people about why murder, why we keep killing each other. The speak was, okay, you kill my mama, you kill my brother, you rape my sister, that's why I killed your That's their response. I'm trying to see why I was raised up with so much hate. Then I can understand why our children have so much hate. You know, the last guy I killed, he asked me why. I'm gonna find that answer.